You're listening to The Takeaway from WNYC and PRI Public Radio International in collaboration with the BBC World Service, The New York Times, and WGBH Boston Public Radio.
For whatever reason, women's health issues have become a significant talking point in the presidential race this year. In D.C., the debate is over birth control. In fact, the Senate plans to vote on a bill today to roll back President Obama's policy on birth control coverage. That's not expected to pass. But in Ohio, one of the main battleground states for the upcoming Super Tuesday primaries, the debate is about abortion. It's being called the Heartbeat Bill, and it would make abortions illegal when a heartbeat can be detected by ultrasound. That's as early as 5.5 weeks. The bill contains no exceptions for cases of rape, incest, or where the health of the mother is compromised. It's already been passed by the Ohio House, and the Senate is scheduled to vote on it, but not until after Super Tuesday. And so, of course, the GOP presidential candidates are taking sides on this battleground state issue. Rick Santorum has thrown his weight behind the bill. Mitt Romney, on the other hand, has stayed relatively silent. Joining us now, Joe Ingles, has been covering this issue as a reporter for Ohio Public Radio. Joe, can you explain the debate over this bill, how it plays out among voters in Ohio?
Well, it plays out differently depending on who you talk to. A lot of the real conservative Republicans love the idea. They see it as a way to strike down Roe versus Wade, and that's something they want to do. They think this is a test case. However, if you talk to a lot of the independents, and definitely the Democrats don't like it, and there are questions about its constitutionality. A lot of groups that typically support legislation that would crack down on abortion, for example, Ohio Right to Life, they have not supported this bill. And the question is, that they have with it is with the constitutionality of it, not the intent.
Well, let's go to someone from Ohio Right to Life, and that's Michael Ganadakis, president of Ohio Right to Life. You're worried, sir, that this bill would be struck down in court?
Well, hello, Seth. Celeste, thanks for having me on the show.
Sure.
First and foremost, to your introduction, you know, I'm not sure Rick Santorum has officially endorsed the heartbeat bill. I read in the New York Times this morning where supporters of the bill said he's voiced his support, but I haven't seen any public comments. But to the legislation specifically, we believe that every human being with a beating heart should be protected. So that's not the issue. The intent of the bill, we believe, is accurate. But as Joe has indicated, the unintended consequences of legislation going up to the Supreme Court now, where we lose, there's a 5-4 pro-choice majority on the United States Supreme Court. Timing's everything in the pro-life movement, and that's where our caution is, and that's why we have not come out in support of the heartbeat bill at this time.
Well, generally, one of the things that's particularly troublesome for many courts, Michael, is the question of the health of the mother, especially where you would have to choose between the life of a mother and the life of a fetus. Often the courts say that you can't make a law that forces someone to give up, to let a mother die so they can try to save a fetus. That's generally what causes a problem in courts. So,
well, not necessarily, but we agree with you. There's never in the history of Ohio law that we've ever introduced a bill that didn't have an exception for the life of the mother. Actually, I'm going to speak for all 49 other states, too, that when states introduce pro-life laws, the life of the mother is always an exception for an abortion to take place.
Well, let me go back to you, Joe. With the polling going on in Ohio, and in some cases, Ohio is pretty sharply divided on a number of issues. Is this one of them, but is this also a test case for their candidates? Is it important enough to Ohio voters that they would make their voting decision based on the heartbeat bill?
Well, it's hard to tell with just the heartbeat bill. We have a lot of things going on in Ohio. We also have something called the Personhood Amendment that's looming over. A lot of people are out gathering signatures to try to put an amendment in the Constitution that would grant full legal status to a fertilized egg. So you've got that going on. We've got this contraception debate going on, and you've got personhood going on at this, the heartbeat bill going on at the same time. So with all three of those things happening, it's hard to get a real feel for where things are going right now. What we do know, though, is that the Democrats have seized on this, and they are talking about it a lot. And when they do talk about it, if you go to the news conferences and if you talk to people out on the street, women especially, you'll find women who've voted Republican in the past who say, you know what, I agree. You know, let's go ahead. Let's stop this right now. You know, let's not go here. It's too far. And so we are seeing some indications that this is an issue that the Democrats can and will take advantage of if they get the opportunity.
Well, Michael Gonadakis, president of Ohio Right to Life, let me bring that to you. Is that a concern for conservative groups that when an extremely divisive bill like this one comes up right before an election time, that it could actually split your electorate?
Yeah, and that's a great question, Celeste. But what I'll tell you is a vast majority of pro-life Ohioans are looking to elect a pro-life president, period. We have not come out and endorsed any of the four candidates because they're all pro-life. They've answered the surveys correctly. We're trying to elect a president that the ultimate prize is the United States Supreme Court. President Bush had two choices. President Obama had two choices. We believe the next president will have one, possibly two. So that's the goal. We don't believe there's a litmus test. You support the heartbeat bill or the personhood amendment. Those two issues are so far outside of what the focus should be on Super Tuesday and then in November, which is to simply elect a pro-life president. And that's what I think the focus, actually I know that's what the focus is on a vast majority, 90-92% of pro-life Ohioans, just to elect a pro-life president. They're not checking off boxes for heartbeat bills or personhood amendments because they know there's no silver bullets to overturn Roe. Neither one of those approaches would work.
But that sounds, Michael, like you're saying that the best Republican candidate is the most electable in the general election.
I couldn't agree more. I mean, the bottom line is if our goal is to defeat President Obama, we have to get behind the most electable candidate.
And Joe Ingles, we only have a little bit of time left, but when you ask Ohioans who the most electable candidate is in November, who is that?
The consensus is Romney. The polls show that. So that's what people think.
Well, we'll see how it shakes out when Ohioans actually go to the poll and whether or not the heartbeat bill plays any kind of role in that. Joe Ingles is a reporter for Ohio Public Radio, and Michael Gonadakis is president of Ohio Right to Life. Thanks to both of you.
Thank you.